Welcome back to The Download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Well, this past week, LA-based stand-up comedian Lori Kilmartin released a new special on CISO. The title, 45 Jokes About My Dead Dad.
It is tough to lose a parent. It's even tougher if you were hoping to lose the other parent first. My mom is a pistol. And that's what you want to put in your mouth when she talks to you. Loaded pistol. I'm not the only one who feels that way. My dad's last words to me were, "Ha ha, she's your problem now." And then he ascended to heaven like a conquistador.
The special is part stand-up, part documentary, telling the story of Lori's father's bout with lung cancer, chemotherapy, hospice, and ultimately his passing. The origin of this special comes from Lori's live tweeting of the experience, which attracted national press and millions of new followers. The tweets, the documentary, the stand-up special, they're poignant, emotional, and, of course, hilarious. Quick example from Lori's tweets. "Guys, I'm just trying to grieve in advance so I can relax and have fun at the funeral." Kilmartin's special is just the latest in a great comedy career, which has spanned a few decades and includes stints as a finalist on Last Comic Standing. Currently, she's a writer for Conan. Lori Kilmartin, welcome to The Download. Thanks for being here.
Oh, man, I'm so excited. Thanks for having me.
Well, let's talk about this, because this special comes from the live tweeting of the actual experience of your father's sickness. So talk about when you decided to actually document this in a humorous way.
It was when he was dying. Before he was dying, I was tweeting about it and joking about it on stage, kind of thinking, you sort of that magical thinking of, well, if I say something, you know, if I project that he's going to die, he's not going to die. Because if you say the worst thing that could happen, there's no way it's going to come true. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, he did die. So I guess I just had a bunch of material my comedy has come from my personal life, my entire career. So it was sort of natural to get up on stage and talk about it.
How was it in, I mean, you've obviously had this, a life with your family, but your family's reaction to just the experience, not only of just live tweeting, but the overwhelming response to it. That's really what it was, all from not only the comedy community, but all sorts of people from all over the world coming out of the woodwork to follow your story and your dad's story.
Yeah, it was overwhelming. And the cool thing was that it was really comforting to my dad, because people, you know, 99% of them would say, you know, "We're thinking of you, thoughts and prayers for your family." And that meant a lot to my dad. We would read people's responses to him and his lung cancer. And, you know, in his waning days, I think he really turned to his religion, his Catholic religion, and it made him feel better.
You know, the idea of taking this experience from social media, from Twitter, and transferring it to the stage, I love at the beginning of the special that you have to essentially explain who you are. First, you do a joke about your dad, and then to the audience in the room, you have to explain you're a comedian and this is what you're going to do, because it is material that people are not used to hearing in a comedy club.
Yeah, I was kind of forced into that, because when I would just drop it into regular jokes, you know, regular stand-up jokes in a regular nightclub, people were a little taken aback, and a lot of people didn't like it. Even if half the crowd doesn't like it, there's a noticeable dip mm-hmm. in the laughter. So I decided to just call it, you know, exactly what it was, which is 45 minutes of jokes about my dad dying. And then hopefully people going in would know and be into it.
Right. That's the name of the show. I mean, they're going in to see it, so they're going to understand. It is interesting just thinking about the dynamic of crowds and the way that audiences come to experience comedy, to have a comedian on stage talking about such dire, you know, situations and circumstances. It is something, as I mean, you really do have to almost handle it with kid gloves, and you do so well in the way that it's your personal story, but at the same time you do make the audience comfortable.
Yeah, I kind of, you know, it's a tricky one to navigate, and there's a lot of jokes I had to lose because they were just too dark or too, maybe too real, not funny enough. You know, I hate to, you know, you're a comic, you hate to think, well, it wasn't funny enough. Maybe that's it too. But yeah, I mean, I kind of just kept going back and forth between a really dark one that I could feel people pulling away from, some people, not everybody, and then doing something a little softer and easier to take, and then go back to a dark one. You know, it was mm-hmm. just a constant dance, really, with the audience.
Well, I mean, for a stand-up comedian, a lot of it has to do with testing the material in front of an audience. You know, when you were testing the material or trying things out, I mean, how did you find that balance of what's dark and too dark?
Just silence. That's really, it's a really easy way to test is there's a noise after a joke or there's no noise. And when there's no noise repeatedly, you can't blame the crowd. You go, well, you know, four in a row have told me they're not into that one, so I'll drop it.
We're talking with comedian Lori Kilmartin. Her new special is on CISO right now, 45 Jokes About My Dead Dad. It's a story that she told on Twitter during the experience of her father dying from lung cancer. It's therapeutic in a way. I mean, you talk about this in a lot of interviews about, you know, this routine, this special, this project, all the jokes that have been made. I mean, there's a way that your dad lives with you even after his passing through the jokes you tell about the experience.
Yeah. I mean, that's how I think about him all the time now. You know, I still write jokes about him. It's a little different now since I'm 3 years past. But that, you know, I guess that's to me how I memorialize my dad is making fun of him. Or making fun of the situation and making fun of the ridiculousness of hospice and somebody dying in the living room where you spent 30 years of your life watching football games, you know. It's so surreal and strange that you've got to do something.
You talk about in the documentary portion of this special, you talk a little bit about the comfort that comes from social media. You know, we've known social media, especially in this election cycle, to be polarizing, to be a negative space. You hear more and more people talk about, you know, I'm not putting Facebook on my phone anymore, or I'm removing Twitter and things of that nature. In this experience, when this happened to you, there was a comfort in the way that the people sort of rallied around what you were doing, the story you were telling.
Yeah. I mean, it was to me too. I didn't feel alone. And my sister and I and my mom were the only ones there at the end. And we were all equally freaked out for different reasons. You know, mom losing her husband, and my sister and I were in the same way, losing our dad. And so it was kind of nice. I mean, she's on Facebook too. She wasn't writing jokes necessarily, but it's just nice to have people go, me too, same here. Mm-hmm. It's very comforting to know you're not alone in this really strange, surreal situation where the person you love the most is leaving. You can't stop it.
Since the special came out last week, I would imagine you get more of that response. Is it interesting to relive the experience from when you did it in real time on Twitter to having it be a special on CISO?
Yeah, it's weird because I did it. I taped it 2 years ago and then I sort of just put it away in my head. And so, it is sort of kind of like that time again where people are just discovering it and saying, this happened to me too. My mom died. You know, this is reminding me of my situation. It just, you know, proves how comedy can connect people that are stuck in this feelings that you can't articulate and you don't understand. And if someone can get a joke out there that kind of nails it, it's a nice relief.
Stand-up comedian Lori Kilmartin's new special is called 45 Jokes About My Dead Dad. It's on CISO. She's a longtime comedian. She was a finalist on Last Comic Standing. She's currently a writer for Conan. Lori, thanks for taking some time out and talk to us tonight. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much.